听力课堂，听 class.com。
This podcast is brought to you by Saturn, the company that's rethinking everything.
This is JustVocabulary.com, and today's two words:
presage
and
trudge.
And we're back with a whole new website, JustVocabulary.com, and the podcast is here to stay. So let's get started with our two words. The first word for today is the word
presage.
Presage. His fever was a somber presage of his final illness.
Presage.
Other than some shortness of breath, he didn't have any of the signs that usually presage a heart attack.
Presage.
The October snow was a presage to an extreme hard winter.
Presage.
The verb and noun presage is spelled P-R-E-S-A-G-E.
Presage.
What does it mean? Presage. Used in my first example sentence, the fever was a somber presage. There it means sign or warning that something bad will happen. It's an omen or portend. In my second example sentence, the signs that usually presage a heart attack, here it's used as a verb, and it means to predict that something will happen, especially something unpleasant. Presage is sometimes also pronounced as presage, and we know what the word sage means. It's a person who is renowned for his or her profound wisdom. Presage or presage is derived from the Latin presagus, which means having a foreboding. Okay, some synonyms: portend or foreshadow or foretell, and if used as a noun, omen, sign, or portend.
This podcast is brought to you by the 2008 Saturn Aura, the sports sedan that gets everything right. Like an EPA-estimated 30 miles per gallon highway, over 95 standard safety features, and the reassurance of a 100,000-mile, 5-year powertrain limited warranty, whichever comes first. See retailer for details. Rethink responsible. Go to Saturn.com or test drive the Aura now at your local Saturn retailer. Saturn, the company that's rethinking everything.
Great stuff. Let's move on to our second word of the day, which is the word
trudge.
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 As on most winter mornings, Mark had to trudge through the snow to get to his car.
Trudge.
Lisa trudged up the stairs after a hard day's of work.
Trudge.
The beautiful view at the top of the mountain was well worth the trudge to get there.
Trudge.
Trudge is a noun, also a verb, and it's spelled T-R-U-D-G-E.
Trudge.
What does it mean? To trudge means to walk slowly with heavy steps, typically because of exhaustion or harsh conditions. To trudge is to walk in a heavy-footed, slow manner. As a noun, trudge describes a long and strenuous walk. After climbing Mount Everest, Mark began the long trudge back. Trudge here, used as a noun, means difficult or laborious walk. Okay, some synonyms: to plod, tramp, or drag oneself. And a good antonym is to glide or float. Time for a quick review question. Do you still know the meaning of the word
inexorable?
Inexorable.
Inexorable.
Inexorable is an adjective, and it means not able to be persuaded or stopped by any means. Something that's inexorable cannot be prevailed upon because it cannot be stopped. Frank was inexorable in his determination to quit his piano lessons. Okay, and that's it for today's show. It feels great to be back, and I hope you like what we come up with. A lot of new stuff on our website. You can check out our new quiz with all the words of our past Just Vocabulary episodes. For now, I'm your host, Jan, from Cape Town, South Africa. Hope to see you soon. Bye-bye.